You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're going to explore new territory because we have a first-time guest in the studio. Her name is Kathleen Monroe. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's great to have you here, and we're going to be talking about Musica Dulce. Is that correct, the name of the organization?
Yes.
And we're going to need some explanation because I don't think that for our entire listening audience, which is part of Connecticut and all of southern Rhode Island and into southeastern Massachusetts, that might not be a household name yet. So why don't you tell us about the group that you're representing?
Well, the Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra was founded in 1993, and in 1995, the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble was founded, and we've been in existence ever since.
And you are the conductor of the Youth String Ensemble, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so that makes you a very smart person.
Yes.
Well, see, that's how easy it is. That's how easy to answer the questions. All right, and we're going to be talking about some events you have coming up and playing some music of the students themselves. We have some live recordings and some people that you're playing with. All of that will be listened to tonight, right?
Yes.
All right, and a little bit more background about you. You're a Rhode Island resident, correct?
Yes. I grew up in Cranston, Rhode Island. I'm the daughter of Aurora Curran. She was a school teacher, a string teacher, actually, in Cranston, Rhode Island for many years. And she was actually a pioneer for the Suzuki violin method. And In 1962, she studied with Shinichi Suzuki at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester. And so I come from a musical family, and I went to the University of Rhode Island for music education. Then I went on to get my master's degree at New England Conservatory in cello performance.
Okay, then. So cello performance. Oh, cello.
Cello performance.
Okay. I didn't know if you were into whipped cream and the jello part. But all right, we'll go with cello. All right.
The
thing
you.
I hate about cellists is they make marks on the floor all the time.
Yes, they do. Well, they need a little anchor to hold up their cello.
Sometimes they just stick them in the floor. I hate
yes.
that. But we're going to talk about the Youth String Ensemble. By talking about that, we're going to have an interesting guest artist musically on here. This show, Conducting Conversations, on many occasions has had the Chorus of Westerly on as a guest, and George Kent in particular has been here on several occasions. And this first piece of music that we're going to listen to is a little tie-in to George Kent. So why don't you explain how all this is coming about?
Yes. The Youth String Ensemble is going to be performing with the Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra on Friday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly. And we're going to be playing a piece that was written by Susan Kent Reed. And the students will be performing with her. She's a singer-songwriter, and the name of the piece is Gather. And so we will be performing that with Susan Kent at this concert, which is in conjunction with the Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra.
And not only performing at the George Kent Performance Hall, but Susan is George's daughter, correct?
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
So there's a tie-in. We'll listen to this piece right now and then be back with more information after this.
Gather here but once a year. drawn together by what we all share. We gather here but once a year, drawn together by what we all share. It's the stories that bind us, the stories remind us, the stories will bring us together again. We gather here but once a year, drawn together by what we all share. We gather here but once a year, drawn together by what we all share. It's the music that binds us, the music reminds us, the music will bring us together. It's the laughter that binds us, the laughter reminds us, the laughter will bring us together by what we all share. We gather here but once a year, drawn together by what we all share. It's the friendships that bind us, the friendships remind us, the friendships will bring us together.
Very lovely voice of Susan Reed, Susan Kent Reed, some people might like to say it. It's a great little CD that we'll tell you a little bit more about later. We're going to close the show with some more pieces from that. But right now, back to the younger children and some of the people that are involved with that. Tell us about other people.
Yes, well, we actually have the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble is comprised of three groups: the Festival Strings, which are their younger students; the Youth String Ensemble, which are the intermediate level students; and then we have the Chamber Players, which are mostly high school students. And over the course of the years since 1995, we've had various guests that have come and performed with us, and also have given master classes. We've had the Mystic Paper Beasts. We've had the Yarina Ecuadorian group. We've had the Big Nazo Puppet Creatures. We actually had Miss Rhode Island 2003, Lori Gray, who performed with us at one concert, and her platform is music education in the school, so it was a very nice collaborative effort to work with her. We also have had Victor Romanel, who's a violinist in the Boston Symphony, to come and do a master class, and we had my sister, Susan Culpo, who's a violist who performs with the Boston Pops and the Boston Symphony. She came and played a Telemann viola concerto with us a couple of years ago.
Excellent. So a lot of people have been involved with this over the years. Now, as far as the children are concerned, how do they get involved?
The children are encouraged to play with us if they have private lessons. I'm in touch with various school systems, although there are not many school systems in the area that do have string programs. So this is why our organization fills a void. We have many private teachers, and I am in touch with them, asking them for the names of students they might suggest who would like to come and play with our group. And it gives students a chance to play with other children of the same level in an ensemble setting. So it's a great thing for string players.
Excellent. And you have brought with you a couple of recordings, CDs of live performances, right?
Yes.
And tell us about this first piece that we're going to listen to right now from 2003 recording, I believe.
Yes, this is a Slavonic dance by Dvorak, and it's a lovely piece, very lyrical, and it has a fast-paced section also that's very interesting.
People that are listening to this program are interested in attending this event, how can they do that?
Yes, our holiday concert is going to be held on Saturday, December 12th at 3 p.m. at the Charahoe Middle School Auditorium. It's a newly refurbished auditorium. We will be performing with the Charahoe High School Select Chorus. Lynn Dowding is their director, and we're going to feature works of Boyce, Offenbach, Rimsky-Korsakov, Rutter, and Sondheim. We will be performing the Candlelight Carol by John Rutter with the Charahoe Select Chorus. And if you're interested in coming, you may call me at 401-596-5225 for if you have any questions. And also, you may look at the musicadolce.org website, or you may email me at musicadolceyouth@aol.com.
That's lots of ways they can find out things.
Yes.
And now that website that you mentioned, musicadolce.org, is got all kinds of information in it, not just the youth ensemble, right?
Yes, it does.
So they have to find their way through that.
Yes, you can find your way through to the dates there. The website includes information about the Musica Dolce Chamber Orchestra, the Music in the Schools program, the Chamber Ensemble concerts, and many other areas.
Other interesting things.
Yes, other you can explore.
All right, great. And so it sounds like a wonderful program. Charahoe, not too far away from most of our listening audience. They can find it if they know their way over the river and through the woods. No, it's not bad at all. All right, let's get to another piece of music before we take our first break. And this, again, is from the 2003 recording and the entrance of the Queen of Sheba, right?
Yes, from the opera Solomon by Handel.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back of more of Conducting Conversation. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversation. We are having a very pleasant evening listening to youths, as they said in the movie My Cousin Vinny. And this is the musicadulce.org organization. That's their website. And we're listening to music of the Youth String Ensemble. And with us is Kathleen Monroe, who is a relatively famous, I'm finding out all these connections and all this background you have in the music world with famous people in your family, your mother, your sister, and yourself being a teacher. So it's great to have you with us, Kathleen. It's great.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it as well.
Finding out a little bit about an organization that I was not familiar with, and we talked about a concert that is being held in December on December 12th, and that's going to be at 3 p.m. at the Charahoe Middle School Auditorium. So if you'd like more information about that, we'll give you the website several times where you can get information about that. And if people, you mentioned earlier in the program that there's not a lot of string opportunities for children to learn how to play stringed instruments in schools anymore. And as that's declining, you kind of fill a void in that little niche. So if people are interested in helping you maintain that, they can help by sending a contribution, right?
Yes, we would love that. In fact, this year we have more children that are asking for scholarship help than ever. And if you're interested in donating to a child who might like to take lessons or be part of our string ensemble, you certainly can email me at musicadulceyouth@aol.com or go to the website musicadulce.org, and we would love to accept any donations you might like to give.
All right. And just to spell that out for you, it's M-U-S-I-C-A, Musica, and then Dulce, D-O-L-C-E.org. There you go. And don't hesitate. Sounds like a great thing to be a part of. And Kathleen has brought a couple CDs with her. And this next CD we're going to go to is recordings that were made in 2009. And this is tell us about this first piece of music on this recording.
The first piece is entitled Ashokan Farewell by Jay Unger. And supposedly, Mr. Unger was involved in a music camp, and he wrote this piece, Ashokan Farewell, as a farewell to the students at the end of the music camp. It's a beautiful lyrical piece.
All right, great. We'll listen to that. I'm sure he's probably no relation to Felix Unger from The Odd Couple, but...
I'm not so sure.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Thank you.
Now, Kathleen, we've talked about a concert on December 3rd and one on December 12th, and then you have things coming up in the spring, too, right?
Yes, we do. We have a concert, a spring concert, on Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. at the Chorus Hall, the George Kent Performance Hall, actually, in Westerly on High Street.
Excellent. That's it's a great facility. And if some of you haven't been there, I know we've done shows with the Chorus of Westerly and talked about getting that to that building and taking advantage of it. But here's another opportunity. If you haven't done so by
yes.
then, make sure you just stop down there on in May. And we'll probably have you back again before that so that we can kind of recap the springtime. We have another piece of music here from your 2009 recording. And tell us what that's going to be.
Yes, this is actually a piece by Larry Clark entitled Fable, a very interesting piece. It's actually was written in 2009, so it's a fresh new piece, and we really enjoyed performing it.
All right, we'll listen to Fable and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're sitting with Kathleen Monroe having a wonderful time talking about her organization called Musica Dolce. And tell us about the parent group, if you will.
The Musica Dolce Chamber Orchestra was founded in 1993 by Dr. Joseph Cheo. There's an associate conductor, Dr. Paul Rosenblum. He's also a composer in residence. And it comprises, I'd say, about 30 classical musicians, professional musicians, and the group started in 1993. The concert that the students will be involved in with the adult group is entitled Seasonal Classics, and it's on Friday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly. And there's also a snow date of Sunday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m., also at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly.
It never snows in Westerly, so, I mean, I don't think we have to worry about that. But it's good that you're prepared. Now, this concert will also be with Susan Reed, correct?
Yes.
Be involved?
Susan Reed, who's George Kent's daughter.
George Kent's daughter. And
yes,
we listened to a piece of music right at the top of the show from her. We're going to listen to some more as the program finishes off here. And Susan has a website. It's susanreed.com. So if you'd like to go to that, I'm sure you can find out more about her. And the CD that we're playing from is called Gather, Music and Stories by Susan Reed. So it's quite a nice CD, very nicely put together. And this next piece of music that we're going to listen to is called Listen to Your Dreams. We'll do that. We'll listen to our dreams and be back with more.
When I grow up, what will I do? Many grown-ups ask that same question too. Listen to your dreams, they'll tell you who you are.
Listen to your dreams.
Know what you love and that will take you far. Just be sure to leave this world a better place than how you found it. It's the wish and not the star. It's good to know what makes you thirst for more. What is it that makes your spirit soar? Put some joy in each day as you travel on your way. Love takes a lifetime to explore. Listen to your dreams. It's the wish and not the star. You need to speak your individuality. Your take on life can lead our world community. We must all work together, help each other through life's weather. Listen to your dreams, they'll tell you who you are.
Listen to your dreams.
Know what you love and that will take you far. Just be sure to leave this world a better place.
place than how you found it. It's the wish and not the star. It's the wish and not the star. It's the wish and not the star.
Beautiful music by Susan. And Kathleen, you were telling me that she has other credits that we might not be aware of, right?
Yes, Susan Reed is a very talented musician. In fact, in this CD gather, she's performing vocals, banjo, guitar, dulcimer, and violin. And there are several members of her family that are part of the chorus. She also has been awarded at least two, possibly three, Parents' Choice Awards for her songwriting. And she's just a wonderful musician, and she's great with kids. And we're really excited to have the Youth String Ensemble performing her piece, Gather, along with her for our concert on December 3rd with the Musica Dolce Chamber Orchestra entitled Seasonal Classics.
Now, if people want to buy tickets to that performance, they can do so by going to your website or calling the phone number, which is...
The number for Musica Dolce is 596-4600.
And they'll go right to operators standing by.
Yes.
That would be you.
Actually, that number would not be me.
Oh,
that would be the people that are in charge of the adult organization.
But if people are interested in you, they can call you directly.
Yes, they can call me directly, 596-5225.
And you have other people that are involved that help you out in this endeavor, correct?
Yes. The Youth String Ensemble, we have weekly rehearsals on Monday evenings at the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center in Pawcatuck, Connecticut. They're kind enough to let us use their facility. And I have a dear friend, June Ingram, who is actually a violinist in the Connecticut String Trio, of which I'm a member. She is our string coach, and Kathy Aiello is our manager. So I want to thank both of those women for giving their Monday nights throughout the year to help the string ensemble.
Well, that's great. I hope that this program is a great success. We have two dates to remember. So it's the one at the beginning of December, which is the 3rd of December, with a snow date on the 5th, and then the concert on the 12th. So take in both. There you go.
Yes.
That'll be the way to do it. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in, Kathleen. It's been a pleasure meeting you, having you here on Conducting Conversation. It was great.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Well, we're going to go out listening to some more of Susan's music, and we encourage you to support this wonderful group. Remember, you can also even make a donation if you'd like to by going to their website, musicadolce.org, and find your way through there to help them out a little bit if you can. Thank you for listening. See you next week on Conducting Conversation.
Hey, guys. Want to take a trip? Around the whole world. Come travel around this world of ours, spin round blue and green, from our highest mountain peaks down to the sea. Come travel around this world, on each continent you'll see it's home to you and me. There's North America and just travel around this world, on each continent you'll see it's home to you and me. There's North America and just below, South America, here we go. Let's cross the ocean to Africa, up above there's much more land. Europe touches Asia, reaching round where we began. Come on, come travel around this world of ours, spin round blue and green, from our highest mountain peaks down to the sea. Come travel around this world, on each continent you'll see it's home to you. There's North America and
up above, there's much more land. Europe touches Asia, reaching round where we began. But we'll head down, down under to Australia. Further south, like a bowl of ice, Antarctica. Come travel around this world of ours, spin round blue and green. From our highest mountain peaks down to the sea. Come travel around this world, on each continent you'll see it's home to you and me. There's North America, South America, Africa, Europe and Asia, Australia, Antarctica, it's home.
What he began to the mid midsummer night by the lake. The hunter did awake, sprang to the ready, and drew his bow. Spoke a woman so fair, emerald gown, flowing hair. I am the wind, I am wherever you go. I'm from the midnight sun. Stand, the hunter reached for her hand. She warned him, listen what I say. I am a woman in this light, with the sun and moon at night, but I am the wind, I'll be gone by day.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.